Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Welcome, welcome everyone. It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing here at WMFO. This is Songs from the Squid Pod. That's right, I'm your host, Savoir Faire, with another look back at the 1980s music scene for the next hour. As I mentioned at the end of my show last week, we're going to be celebrating the release of a classic 80s comedy movie tonight, and that movie is the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. 36 years ago tomorrow, December 5th, this movie starring Eddie Murphy made its national debut and would become the highest grossing film of 1984. Its soundtrack would also win a Grammy and reach number one in the US. Name the movie. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Beverly Hills Cop. While Eddie Murphy had moderate success with his earlier work in 48 Hours and Trading Places, this was his first film where he starred alone and the film that made him an international star. But Murphy wasn't the original choice to star as the lead character Axel Foley in the film. That role was initially given to Sylvester Stallone, who left prior to production. As I mentioned, the soundtrack would reach number one in the US and produced five big hits, including the theme song Axel F by Harold Faltermeyer, which you are listening to in the background. That track went to number three on the US Hot 100 and number one on the US Dance Chart. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. We'll start the show with a tribute to Beverly Hills Cop, beginning with a number that appears in the movie but was not included on the soundtrack.
Love me.
May I help you?
Yes, you have a reservation for an Axel Foley.
Well, let's see. I'm sorry, I don't see anything under that name.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
No, no Rolling Stone, no Axel Foley. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, that's all right. You guys probably just made some kind of mistake with reservations. Why don't you just give me another room now, go up and go to sleep?
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hot shot from out of town that pulled inside here and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hot shot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no name allowed in there.
Excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand,
What's
sir.
The rate, anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
Fine.
And that'll be suite 1035.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If Michael called, tell him what room I'm in.
Of course, sir.
Walking on a wire. so good to me? Has he been good to you? Has he been everything that you expected it to be? Was it as good for you as it was good for me? And was it everything that it was all set up to be? Now is that gratitude? Ooh, now is that gratitude?
I need a couple of bananas. How much are they?
Well, the buffet plate is $12.50. You get peaches, plums, oranges, and bananas.
Well, all I need is a couple of bananas.
Shh. Go ahead. Take those bananas.
Welcome back. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and the first set of tonight's show was an homage to Beverly Hills Cop, which was released 36 years ago tomorrow, December 5th. First up was a song that appeared in the film but is not included on the soundtrack, Nasty Girl by Vanity Six, which was originally released in 1982. Patti LaBelle followed with her hit Stir It Up, and we bookended the set with a track that did not appear in the movie but was included on the soundtrack, Oingo Boingo's Gratitude. I thought it fitting to play that song even though it's not actually in the movie because frontman Danny Elfman seems like he composes the score to every movie these days. As I was putting this show together this week, I decided to build on the tribute to Beverly Hills Cop by featuring songs from the 80s throughout the rest of the show that have a connection to the movies, like this next one from Lou Reed that was only featured on a soundtrack.
My love. much to me. My love is chemical. I like to communicate with you directly. My love is chemical.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We are in the midst of an 80s movie music celebration, as only the Squid Pod can do it. As you may know by now, I usually feature Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train as background music during my show's sets, but I thought I'd change it up tonight in honor of tonight's soundtrack theme. Love on a Real Train was featured in the movie Risky Business, starring Tom Cruise from 1984. But at the moment, you're listening to Burning Bar from the 1981 film Thief. Thief, starring James Caan, was the second movie where Tangerine Dream wrote and performed the score. If you're just joining us, the show started with a tribute to Beverly Hills Cop, which was released tomorrow, December 5th in 1984. The remainder of the show will be featuring other music from the 80s that appear in the movies or on their soundtracks. For instance, we started the set with Lou Reed's My Love is Chemical, which was only ever released on the soundtrack to White Nights from 1985. White Nights is a great 80s movie starring Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines as the main characters, and it also features actresses Helen Mirren and Isabella Rossellini. Speaking of Gregory Hines, I had to play something from the film Running Scared, starring Hines and Billy Crystal. That was another great cop action slash comedy from 1986. We heard Kim Wilde's Say You Really Want Me. Next up, we heard from E.G. Daly, whom you may be more familiar with her big hit from 1985, Say It, Say It. She's also had a number of roles as an actress, including such films as Valley Girl, Fandango, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. She had two songs that appear on the Scarface soundtrack from 1983, and we listened to Shake It Up. The Thompson Twins finished the set with their contribution to the Cool World soundtrack from 1992, and we heard Play With Me. Neither the movie nor the song is from the 80s, but the Thompson Twins are, of course. If you have any questions or comments, please don't call into the station as we are remote these days. You can, however, take advantage of the station's text messaging service, which I'm monitoring throughout my show. Feel free to send your text to the station at 781-350-3269. Again, that's 781-350-3269. If you're looking for playlists and/or archives, you'll find those on the station's website. I also post the links to those after my shows on my Twitter account, so be sure to follow me at SquidPod Radio. Still plenty of 80s soundtracks to get to tonight, only on Songs from the SquidPod.
yo, is let's do this.
I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, vendetta's a death, back the colors I choose, red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter, sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters.
Colors.
The gangs of LA will never die, just multiply colors.
Colors, 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 colors,
you don't know me, fool. You disown me? Cool. I don't need your assistance, social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. My life is violent, but violent is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stand tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, live in profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break, what world do you live in? Death is my set, guess my religion.
Colors, 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 colors.
My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge. Colors.
Colors. Okay,
so I'll just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage and terror is my show. Psychoanalyze, try, diagnose me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause it don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me. Cause my color's death, though we all want peace. But our war won't end till all wars cease.
Colors, 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 colors.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on.
You with a knowing smile when I saw that girl upon your arm. I knew she won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town. I said, hey boy, and what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Guns, guns, heaven's on fire. Crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties. See, single and free, no fears, no tears, what I want to be.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I hope you enjoyed tonight's look back at the music of the 80s in movies. Be sure to join me here next week for another look back at the 80s. In the meantime, let's give a rundown of the final set. Wang Chung gave us the title track to their 1985 score for the movie To Live and Die in L.A., starring William Dafoe and William Peterson, whom you may be more familiar with his role as Gil Grissom from CSI Crime Scene Investigation. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Ice-T, and his title track contribution to the 1988 film Colors. The 80s hair metal band of the week followed with Slayer and their track Tormentor, featured in the 1987 movie River's Edge, starring Keanu Reeves, Crispin Glover, and Dennis Hopper. And we wrapped it up with Wham! And Young Guns Go For It from 1983. That song was featured in the 1986 high school movie 16 Candles, but does not appear on the movie's soundtrack. Closing out tonight's show is what you've been listening to in the background, Frank Zappa's Watermelon in Easter Hay, originally from his 1979 album Joe's Garage, Acts 2 and 3. This song was played over the closing credits to the 2001 Mexican film Y Tu Mama También, which was nominated for Best Original Screenplay at the Academy Awards and as Best Foreign Language Film at the Golden Globe Awards. In addition to this being a great song, I'm playing it in remembrance of Frank Zappa, who passed away on this day back in 1993. Take care and stay safe, everyone. Ciao. Thank you.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.